The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
Here's Bill Meyer.
Happy Conspiracy Theory Thursday. It is Thursday, November 21st, 46 degrees. Looks like we're having a little bit of a break in the rain and wind activity. Rain will start building up this afternoon. And they have especially heavy rain, especially in Josephine County, from what we understand, and heavy rain in Jackson County also possible. But what's really going to be kicking in Jackson County, high winds. High wind warnings coming up this afternoon into this early evening, overnight into tomorrow morning, into Friday morning. So the wind will be coming back, which means, of course, another front is blowing through as it ends up coming through the funnel known as Siskiyou Pass. Of course, the pass, by the way, closed southbound most of yesterday, finally reopened last night, and that was a pretty wild time up there. And if you saw some of the pictures, I know Greg over at Rogue Weather had a bunch of pictures that were just amazing. And when you saw how deep the snow was in the Wairika, Weed area, places like that, you said, yeah, you kind of understand why it got closed. And, of course, Jackson County Sheriff's ended up putting up a notice yesterday. They're saying, in fact, we'll do this for the hearing impaired this morning. Don't trust your GPS every time they close Interstate 5. Because it was another example of real drivers of Oregon genius. As several people were rescued out on Colstein Road and where was it? Dead Indian Memorial Road and various other places because... I know that when Interstate 5 is closed, I know that these little roads, they're going to be open just fine in the snow. Don't though. Oh, my gosh. How big of a mallet should a driver... this is the first question for Conspiracy Theory Thursday. If you're a Jackson or Josephine County Sheriff's officer, and you're going out and having to rescue... a driver that either, you know, goes out on Bear Camp Road, you know, the Bear Camp Road situation, not to make light of what happened to the poor Kim family several years ago. We all know about that. But, you know, things get a little sketchy. The weather is a little sketchy, and we start seeing closures on the main interstate. How big of a mallet should a Josephine or Jackson County Sheriff's deputy be able to hit you with when they come and rescue your butt in some area that you never should have gone with if you actually had brains enough to be trusted driving a vehicle? How big should the mallet be? Should it be like maybe just a little club, big club, a Wile E. Coyote, Warner Brothers size mallet? don't I imagine that if you're a sheriff's deputy, you get that way. It's like, oh, come on. Interstate 5 is closed, and so you're thinking that these side roads, these little, I mean, just imagine what the detour would be like going down Dead Indian Memorial Road in Jackson County anyway, right? What is it, you know, you go over there, maybe you try to get over to Highway 140, then you end up getting stuck on Highway 140, you're trying to get to 97 so you can go down south and then cut back over to Interstate 5. Ay, ay, ay. So how big should the mallet be? yeah, bonk. Now, see, that would be it. Doesn't that kind of show, though, where our culture is? That we are not willing to trust our lying eyes, but we're more likely to trust a dashboard device that's just programmed with some algorithms that said, here is a light on the map. This could be an alternative. Sure, turn here. Bridge out. Uh-oh. I guess you could call that cleaning up of the gene pool, I suppose. But still, how big should the mallet be? 770-563-770-KMED. Now then, tonight, though, there's going to be a meeting of the Medford 549C School Board. And you know I'm a huge supporter of government schools. Because I'll tell you, nothing says government smarts and efficiency than looking at the kids that come out of the government school programs, you know, for the most part. That being said, we're forced to pay for them. So we should pay attention to them. Hopefully the Department of Education will be closed in a few months, and then we'll be talking less often about all the grant stream programs, grant stream programs coming into Medford 549C or Grants Pass School District and Three Rivers and Ashland and all the rest of them. And then, if you want to do your tranny programs, you're going to have to pay for them on your own rather than expecting President Trump to continue paying for them. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. They always talk a good game coming in. Whether it happens once someone takes office, we'll see. One can only hope. There's a lot of irons in the fire for the Trump administration. But tonight, they're going to be talking on the agenda about the cell phone bans. The cell phone bans in the classroom that they put into place. But that policy is going to be, some people are upset about it. It's probably more parents because I can't talk to my precious child in the middle of biology class. I guess. This is not unusual. You're finding out that it's not even the kids that are as upset about it. It's the parents. How did parents ever survive before? How did our parents survive before? I don't know. Maybe it was a different culture, right? You just sent the kids to school and you figured that you had competent adults there. Well, maybe that's why. Maybe that's why they're thinking, unionized teacher force. We don't necessarily have a, they may not all be, they graduated from teacher schools. Oh, no. Graduated from teacher schools. They're teaching my kids now. Yeah, get them out. Now, in all seriousness, though, they'll be talking about that. But what I'm going to be really interested to hear more about is also on the agenda. A couple of new complaints were filed against an unnamed school board member. And I will once again say an unnamed school board member. Yes, put that into scary air quotes. Improper, inappropriate activities. I think we all know what this is all about. Yeah, and it would be Michael Williams. Even Rogue Valley Times is reporting they're not naming the school board member who has the complaints filed against him. But you could almost bet dollars to donuts it's going to be Michael Williams. Michael Williams, of course, is the individual earlier this year who ended up getting all sideways of the system because he had the temerity to actually question the reassignment of the school resource officer, the police officer, school police officer, Officer Doney. Yeah, Officer Josh Doney, that reassignment. Because Officer Josh Doney seemed to be guilty of actually doing his job. And doing his job got him sideways, apparently, with the Medford 549C school, military, industrial, educational complex, whatever it was. Because, Doney was bringing up concerns that, kid with a gun gets into school and then everyone's trying to get him back into the school right away and maybe some violent tendencies and things like that. In other words, a Cruz-type problem potentially here in Southern Oregon. And we know what's going on here because the public school systems do absolutely everything in their power to make sure that you, the parents, have no idea how dirtbaggy and violent some of the kids potentially are because it makes the statistics look bad. And gosh, you want to have great statistics in that welcome wagon package that the realtors all pass out there. Oh, yeah. Those other schools around the state of Oregon, yeah, we know they're in like 47th place here. But, Ashland, Medford, Three Rivers, Grants, we're all great. We're different. We run it differently here. Yeah, I know I'm kind of jumping ahead of myself a little bit on everything because it's not exactly like they talk about these investigations out in the open forum. But that is ultimately, after my conversations with Michael Williams, that's what this is about. Michael Williams, being a school board member, actually has children within the school board members, so he has a dog in the fight. And you're probably not supposed to be a school board member with kids in the district because otherwise you care too much about what goes on inside the schools at taxpayer expense. So he was raising issues about Doney. And Doney, was reassigned. And they talked about it. Oh, well, this is just actually a natural, even MPD, covering for the system. We have to, we just have natural reassignments every now and then. No, it was a hit job, okay? It was a hit job. Josh Doney was loved by parents, loved by many of staff, loved by the kids. Everybody liked Doney, thought he was very effective. Doney was concerned about problematic kids, I believe being let back into the school too soon, or not really erring on the side of student caution. You got to make everything look good, right? Everything's about the window dressing, statistics, that sort of thing. Well, needless to say, apparently there are other people now just gunning for Michael Williams. So we'll see how much Kevlar Michael Williams is wearing. Maybe we'll have to get him back on the show in the next day or two if he's willing to talk. I don't know. I know last time I was talking to him, he was getting ready to lawyer up. We shall see where this goes. It's 21 minutes after 6. Of course, you know how I'm coming up that from the government school system. The best way to reform the government school system is to shut it down now, and start with a fresh sheet of paper. And maybe if you think we could actually teach kids without having the unionized left-wing school board, school staff, think we could actually do that? Could we teach the kids that way? Is it possible to teach the kids without teaching them how to change their gender and why they should hate their parents? I'd like to do that. And one way to do it is just cut the money off. All right? All right. 22 minutes after 6. This is the Bill Myers Show on KMED and 99.3 KBXG. Time for a Benet break.
Artisan Bakery Cafe invites you to swing by for their mouth-watering fall treats. Apple strudel, a flaky delight that's pure comfort on a plate. Pumpkin streusel muffins, the perfect blend of spice and sweetness. And delicious pumpkin loaf, rich and moist with a hint of cinnamon. But wait, there's more. Apple blossoms, an apple pie cup with an apple crisp topping. Swing by Tuesday through Friday from 7 to 3 and Saturday from 8 to 3. Artisan Bakery Cafe, 1325 Center Drive across from South Fred Meyer. Also, order on DoorDash.
Do you take safe drinking water for granted? If you have a well for your water, no one's monitoring what's in your water. It's up to you to be sure that the water you and your family are drinking is safe and free of contaminants. Get your well tested now. Grants Pass Water Lab offers next day results for bacteria tests and a speedy 3 to 5 days for a full reporting that meets all state requirements. Online at gpwaterlab.com. Independent and serving the Rogue Valley for over 40 years.
Everyone deserves a fast and reliable connection, one that helps better their everyday through the things they value most: friends and family, education and career. A connection that opens pathways to opportunity and builds roads to a better future. At Spectrum, we're committed to delivering just that every single day. Because with the right connection, anything is possible. That's Life Unlimited. That's Spectrum.
It's the season of savings at Grange Co-op, just in time for Christmas. Get select Georgia Romeo boots for just $49.99 while supplies last. Enjoy 30% off men's and women's pants. Find the perfect gift with 25% off toys, games, and plush. Stay warm and dry this holiday season with 40% off select Carhartt Rain Defender sweatshirts. Plus, don't miss Yeti's lowest prices of the season. There's even more to see online. Visit GrangeCoop.com to check out all the great deals. Hurry in, the season of savings ends December 1st only at Grange Co-op. Achieving more together.
Hi, I'm Paul Strandberg with Valley View Nursery, and I'm on KMED.
24 minutes after 6. So, Jackson County Sheriff's rescuing many, many people. Several drivers who ended up just paying attention to GPS when I-5 was closed yesterday. And so they're stuck in Colstein. They're stuck down at Dead Indian Memorial Road up in the higher hills and things like that. All right, Susan says, Bill, don't hit them. I was just asking, just for fun. What size mallet should a sheriff's deputy be allowed to beat you with, when you do something as stupid as going and following GPS to get around an I-5 closure? And Susan says, Bill, it not a mallet, maybe a Nerf bat. Okay, I like that. A Nerf bat. Yeah, a Nerf bat, that would be kinder. But yeah, wouldn't you love to see that? I just love to see the vest cam of that with the Jackson or Josephine County Sheriff shows up there and says, okay, take your head, stick your head out of the window. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, sir. And then here's the Nerf bat. Poof! That's the stupid thing. Here, we're going to hit you with the stupid. Well, you've been hit with a stupid stick, and we're going to say, don't do this again. Oh, I can't believe that we're at this point where humans can't trust their eye blubs any longer, and they will trust an electronic device from China. Speaking of China, I saw a story this morning here. You know, President Trump wants to tariff China to the nines here and really wants to crack down on them, and rightly so. China appears to be firing back here. A newspaper, Nikkei Asia, reporting that China is going to tighten down export curbs on critical metals ahead of Trump's return. Here's a little bit of it. It's behind a paywall, so I can't give you the whole thing. Mishtalk.com ended up cluing me into this. But China plans to tighten export controls on key dual-use technologies and items in a couple of weeks. It's before Trump's in office here, including raw materials and metals such as tungsten, graphite, magnesium, and aluminum alloys. These are used commonly in tech supply chains. They're going to say you can't have it. So there's going to be a little bit of jujitsu going on. Is jujitsu Japanese, and so we have to go to something Chinese? Be kung fu, a little kung fu action going back and forth? I don't know. But this is interesting. Flags me. Tungsten. Tungsten's a big one for people like me in the broadcast industry because tungsten is part of our broadcast tube industry supply. It's the filament, thoriated tungsten. I didn't realize we were getting most of that from China now. Now, it doesn't say thoriated tungsten. Thoriated tungsten is chemically treated so that you put the filament inside the big vacuum tube. We still use tubes in big transmitters in the broadcast world. The smaller they go, sometimes you get this solid state in the transistor world and that sort of thing. But tungsten, that could be interesting. Tungsten. All sorts of issues with that. I guess the cost of a tube will zoom even higher. My boss is getting a knife out at his desk right now. He's hearing that sort of situation. But graphite, that's used in a lot of processes, including nuclear power. They do use all of that. Magnesium. Yeah, magnesium is more than just being used for your supplements over at Costco. Okay. Aluminum alloys. Of course, maybe we just start making that again. Of course, I don't know. You know, where is the tungsten? The war is on, huh? Speaking of war, International Criminal Court issues arrest warrants for Netanyahu and Gallant, former Israeli Defense Ministry, Yoav Gallant, over war crimes in Gaza. Good luck on enforcing that, International Criminal Court, to a country that does have nuclear weapons. Just thought I would mention that. While we're on the subject of nuclear weapons, yeah, it's still looking pretty dicey over in the Ukraine, too. We'll be talking with a guest about that from the Epic Times after 7 o'clock. 6:29 at KMED, Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Before news, let's head to the phones for a couple calls. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning, Bill. Michael Shaw.
Michael, how are you doing this morning?
I'm great. So, well, headed in for minor surgery, but I'm doing okay.
Oh, good. Well, you know, minor surgery, the only minor surgery that happens is when somebody else has surgery, okay? That's when it's minor. When it's you, it's never minor, okay?
Yeah, there you go. Anyhow, your comment or the report that you've got about China clamping down on these metals,
yeah,
I had to laugh at that and go, so what? Big deal. Unless they're going to be clamping down on finished goods, because we don't make that stuff here. It's all made over in China. So we don't import a lot of raw materials like we used to because we don't manufacture here in great amounts.
Yeah, and then, though, if you clamp down on the raw materials, it will then make it more difficult to manufacture because China's way ahead of the United States when it comes to raw mineral and commodity acquisition and control. They've been doing a lot of that. And we've decided that those are dirty industries, you know, the miners, that kind of thing, mining.
Right. But I mean, what I'm saying is that they're clamping down on exports to the United States of those raw materials is not a great effect on our country because we import finished goods. We don't import billions and billions and billions of raw material anymore.
I am wondering if maybe this is more about military. You think about that?
Well, that
because when it comes to the military, we don't import them. You know, we don't import missiles from China, at least not yet. You know, we don't go on Amazon and say, hey, we need a few, F-118s or whatever, right? You know, that kind of thing.
Right. Well, I mean, that could be. It could be affecting that aspect of our economy. But in terms of average daily goods, I don't see the effect.
Hmm. Well, I know that markets are thinking that it will have some, so maybe there's something we're overlooking. I can't say for sure.
Well, you know, anytime somebody does a bunch of saber rattling, it affects markets, and those are the ones who are trying to predict what's going to happen 3 months from now with some stock or not. So
that could be. That could be. Yeah. Yeah. It is coming out of the financial world. I'm sorry. I spoke over you. What did you say there, Michael?
No, I was going to say financial markets are not always the reality of what happens on the streets.
Fair enough. I appreciate your call, Michael. Always good hearing from you. And by the way, good luck on the surgery, okay?
Yeah, thanks.
All right. 770-5633. Morning, this is Bill. Who's this?
This is Miner Dave.
Yeah, Dave, what's up?
Yeah, you know, we could make mining great again if you vote for me on RFK Jr.'s United government for Director of Bureau of Mines. And we could start mining our own. We got plenty of minerals here if they want to make mining great again.
Yeah, I have to tell you that that's going to be a high lift in this country, wouldn't you say?
Well, no, because Donald Trump has said that we're going to start mining our own minerals because they need it. It's a matter of national defense.
Okay, well, if China is going to stop tungsten and graphite and magnesium and certain aluminum alloys from coming over here, according to Nikkei Asia, that would certainly help. But boy, I'll tell you, that is a long-term deal. It would probably take about 10 years to really get that supply chain up and running. Would you agree with me on that?
If they make me director of mining, I could do it in 4.
No, you couldn't. Here's why.
Yeah, because
no, you're missing the point, Miner Dave. Hear me out here. Capital markets. The opening up of a mine, the opening up, the gathering together of the capital needed to do this, you have to see that there's going to be stability in a market like that, that you have years and years and years to do this, and then you have to attract the money. Mining has had a hell of a time trying to get any money attracted to it in the United States. It would be anywhere, it would be 5 to 10 years, 5 to 10 year process to get that going, and then you have to build it.
Well, remember that it's national defense. It would come out of the national defense budget.
Okay, so then, okay, we will have Boeing mining machines made by the woke workforce that explode underground.
It'll
okay,
mining. It'll be Elon's mining machines.
Okay, well, then, if it's Elon's mining machine, it'll be like a Tesla mobile, and it will catch on fire inside the mine. Okay,
I'm just telling you. If we don't start now, it'll never happen.
Now, that I will agree with you. I'm just saying, though, that it takes several years, many, many years of capital to of investment before anything starts to pay off. And I don't know, when you're in a world right now that's looking at the next 90 days of profits as to whether the company lives or dies, mining has had trouble catching a break on that. I'm just talking about the financial world of it. I might ask Matt about that since he looks at these kind of stocks and things. Okay, I'll do that. All right. Thanks, Miner Dave, 634 at KMED. Michael Letts joins me here in just a moment. We will talk a little bit about Trump here. It has to do with that legal case from the other day in New York.
Just look at it.
Yeah, it looks great in the moonlight.
And talk about quiet operation. We're not waking up the neighbors.
So smooth and sleek. American Industrial Door knows their stuff.
Okay, it's my turn. Give me the remote.
Mom, Dad?
Yeah.
Are you going to stop playing with the new garage door soon?
Go back to bed, sweetie.
If your garage door is keeping you up at night, it should be for all the right reasons. Visit AmericanIndustrialDoor.net.
The new line of Horizon trailers have arrived at Two Dogs Fabricating, and they're celebrating by giving away a turkey fryer with any trailer purchase before Thanksgiving. Horizon heavy-duty equipment trailers are available in 10, 12, 14, and 20-foot lengths, and available in all black or two-tone black, gray, and black tan. So come sniff around our selection of Iron Bull, North Star, and Horizon trailers, and take one home loaded with a turkey fryer through Thanksgiving. Two Dogs Fabricating on Bryan Way off Sage Road.
Latest news brought to you by locally owned and operated Artisan Bakery Cafe in South Medford. It's a full-service cafe offering breakfast, lunch, and specialty coffees. You'll be wowed one bite at a time. Bill Meyer, KMED News. Here's what's going on. Medford School Board meeting tonight talking about recent cell phone policy for students, but the main event could be a couple of new complaints filed against an unnamed school board member. Rogue Valley Times reporting the subject of the complaint not named. It's presumed to be board member Michael Williams, who got sideways of the district earlier this year after raising concerns about Medford Police School Resource Officer Josh Doney's reassignment. Heavy rain in the valley, snow in the passes having big effects in our area. Southbound Interstate 5 closure from Ashland finally ended last night. Today, heavy rain is still in the forecast. High wind warnings for Jackson County in effect late tonight into tomorrow. Heavy rain slated for Josephine County. Power remains on for most people, with the exception of more than 100 customers in the dark southeast of Ashland in the heavily snowed-in Highway 66 area. And Jackson County Sheriff's asking drivers to stop trusting GPS for detours around the I-5 closures. On Wednesday, deputies rescued several motorists stuck in heavy snow on Dead Indian Memorial Road and Colstein Road. Many mountain roads are unplowed and meant for local traffic only. Bill Meyer, KMED News.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The U.S. has opened a new ballistic missile defense base in northern Poland, triggering a sharp response from the Russian Foreign Ministry, which says the facility raises the overall nuclear threat and will be attacked if necessary. This comes at a time when the Biden administration prepares to send another $275 million in military aid to Ukraine, and at a time when the Russians press their offensive in Ukraine. Former Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker, President-elect Trump's choice to serve as NATO ambassador. In a landmark antitrust case, the Department of Justice asking a federal judge to force Google to sell off its industry-leading Chrome web browser, among other steps. More than 300,000 utility customers still without power in the storm-battered Pacific Northwest. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did, or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford. NoWiresNow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided by Dish.
Stewardship. That means taking great care of the people and the things we've been entrusted with. Hi, this is Lisa from Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass in Medford. Being good stewards is a value at the core of our business. Every interaction, every transaction is another opportunity to do the right thing. If you're looking for a new shop to bring your vehicle, or maybe you're a technician who wants to be part of something bigger, we'd love to meet you. You can find us on the web at kellysautomotive.com or Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
It's the Bill Meyer Show on KMED, Southern Oregon's place to talk.
639, Michael Letts is the founder and president and CEO of Invest USA, national grassroots nonprofit. And Michael, welcome to the show. How are you doing this morning?
Always a privilege.
Hey,
to be with you, Bill.
Thank you very much. Now, Michael, been a few months since I last talked to you, a couple months maybe. And for those that have forgotten, Invest is all out there trying to make sure that officers around the country have bulletproof vests. That's the bottom line here. Isn't that what you do for your day
That's
job?
That's the bottom line. And to kind of give a little further point on that, Bill, we're making sure they have active shooter vests. The concealable vest that we developed in the 80s would only stop a handgun, but active shooter vest stops a long-range rifle like an AK-47. And, of course, now with the new administration coming in, we're determined to rid this country with the cartels, the terrorists, the human sex traffickers, and all the criminals that are here illegally.
Are you thinking that it will be pretty sporty time for law enforcement when they get involved in this in this purge?
It's going to be tough in the days ahead for law enforcement. We have a thin blue line. They don't have the necessary equipment that they need. The president has very graciously said we're going to engage the military as well to support and supplement, which I think sends the right message. But still, we're going to ask these men and women to come out and put their lives on the line without the necessary equipment. And now more than ever, we need to show them our support.
Now, I'm under the impression that vests should be just purchased by local taxpayers. Is that not happening to the extent needed? I mean, tell us the reasoning here.
That is the ideal, what you just said. I tell people, quite frankly, my charity should have never been necessary 30 years ago.
Okay.
But the fact of the matter is that, you know, when you have defund the police, when you have so many people that are trying to please the crowd, is what I say. Because, you know, I've served in public office. I've been on council. Mm-hmm. And when you have members that try to spread the money to every group they can find for parades, for this, that, and the other, and they don't concentrate on what the Constitution says, their first and foremost objective should be to provide protection and safety for its people, then we end up in a contest where nobody gets paid very much, and we end up losing on the end of it.
Is it one of those situations where some departments would skimp on purchasing vests and that kind of ballistic equipment over maybe just actually hiring a body, you know, instead, making sure
Bill, you're exactly right. Well, what they do, they say, well, look, I can have one full officer, or I can have two. It'd be better from an appearance standpoint to have two on the street if they're not equipped properly. And unfortunately, that works until an incident occurs and one of them loses their life.
So you're out there trying then to make sure that the police departments have not just the big, bulky, yet ineffective vests. You're talking about the ones that more Kevlar, more plate type of things. I'm not real familiar with the technology, so I'm sorry if I'm asking a dumb question.
No, you're asking a question the majority of Americans want to know, Bill.
Okay.
A concealable vest is one that has Kevlar. There's 27 to 32 layers of Kevlar. Mm-hmm. You see, it is flexible. You wear it up underneath your shirt, your uniform. But it was created back in the 80s for one reason, because it was to protect the officers, but to stop a pistol round. Back in those days, Bill, criminals didn't advertise they were going to rob you. They put a gun underneath their shirt, and the gun they could put under their shirt was a little pistol. And so this was very effective for that. But now with cartels and all, they're busting into stores with AK-47s, long-range rifles. It'll cut right through a concealable vest.
So you have to go to what, more of a plate type, like a military-style
right.
plate carrier of sorts?
Call it an active shooter vest. They have titanium plates in them.
Oh.
That's why they're not bulky anymore. And these plates will stop anything that's out there.
How expensive are they? How much do they cost on average?
They run us. We pay wholesale, Bill. We run anywhere from $600 to $700, usually around $700, depending on the cost of steel at the time, you know, the titanium. But we make sure we only get our titanium from America. Sorry, I don't trust Chinese steel.
Yeah, that's okay. I was just talking about a story, Michael, that a few minutes ago, that the Nikkei Asia reporting that China is going to be tightening down on a bunch of metal exports, coming to America because of President Trump. I mean, you can see the trade wars about the gathering storm with that even right now. So I guess we're going to have
that
our own.
Well, benefits the American people, that's for sure. Let them tighten down all they want. It'll save lives in America.
Yeah. Now, does a vest have to be fitted individually, or are they kind of general sizes that, if you're a certain size, this vest will fit you? I'm just wondering, how individualized does it have to be?
Concealable vests, remember that's one for the sidearm, are individually tailored. Because you can cut cloth very easily.
Okay.
Kevlar's cloth.
All right.
Titaniums are in what you can call general sizes. And here's what we make sure. We make sure that the plates are big enough, they cover all the vital organs. So that, if you get hit, you can definitely survive. If you get hit in a vital organ, of course, it's game end. So we need to make sure that those are covered.
Okay. Does it even cover the sides, too? Because I know that some of the techniques in the past has been, shoot at the side if a guy's coming at you who has a vest, a bad guy, that sort of
right.
thing. Right. Interesting. Michael Letts, founder and CEO of Invest USA. What's the website for that, too? And then we'll get into the Trump news this morning, okay?
INVESTUSA.org. It's a charity.org. Mm-hmm. All this information is posted. They can let me quickly let your listeners know we have the highest number of officers killed in the line of duty in history. We have the lowest morale in history. And we have the highest suicide rate in history among our officers.
Time to change that around.
They need our support.
Yeah. You know, a lot of that is going to take a change of attitude, I think, in the image of a police officer, because it really has been denigrated over the last 5 to 10 years. Really.
It's, could have said it better, Bill. Yeah. You hit the nail on the head.
And then you wonder why nobody wants to apply for the job. Okay.
You're right.
And then
And I'm glad you hit on that, Bill, because here's what's so important. We're losing all these officers, but nobody wants to come on and put a badge on anymore. So how are we going to replace them?
Yeah, well, okay. We're going to boo you everywhere you show up in some of the neighborhoods. And we don't want to give you a bulletproof vest either. Okay, no problem. All right, yeah, you can't pay enough for that kind of a position, all right?
You're exactly right.
All right, we'll put that information up here. Hey, let's shift it over to what you're going to come on in here and talk a bit about. We had Donald Trump's conviction, you know, the felony conviction in New York.
Right.
And this has been delayed, and I guess the push now is to have this delayed for like 4 or 5 months, 4 or 5 years rather, until after he is out of office. And to me, this is just, I just can't believe that the so-called justice system would end up delaying something like this and have a sort of Damocles hanging over President Trump for the next 4 years, that he gets out of the Oval Office and then he's sentenced. How do you see this playing out legally, in your view?
Legally, I see being dismissed.
You do.
Here's the dilemma, so that your viewers understand. Technically, you can't appeal because he technically hasn't been convicted yet. Everybody on the media says he's a convicted felon. No, he's not. Under the law, you're not convicted until your sentence is given.
So this is just all in limbo right now. The whole thing is just hanging fire, right?
And if he doesn't get sentenced, then he's not convicted. If he's not convicted, he can't appeal his conviction. So what they want to do is they just want to hold it over his head for 4 years. And that is, everybody who's looked at the case knows it's got a 99.5% chance of being totally thrown out when it reaches appeal. It's full of so many egregious errors. It's ridiculous, Bill.
Yeah, well, the fact that they ended up creating felonies out of falsifying business records out of something which was not, you know, they just took it and blew oxygen into it, you know, essentially,
correct,
you know, blew it up like a big balloon, you know, to make it bigger than it really was. Horrible jurisprudence, really.
I think one of the key things about it, Bill, is it's so funny there, you know, when they say it's fraud because he inflated the costs of Mar-a-Lago, which has been proven it's the exact opposite. He probably didn't inflate it enough. But to be fraud, you have to have a victim. The people that lend him the money say, we'd be happy to do it again. There are absolutely no victims in this case. They're just simply manufacturing something to be able to manipulate and politicize the system. And they need to be held accountable for that.
How do you think they are held accountable, though? What would be, they just reelected these clowns over in New York. They apparently this in New York State.
They did, but, you know, that's what we have a federal agency for. And we need to go in and see how they're abusing the system. I mean, you've got the judge whose daughter is making money off of this campaign from insider information, impressing it with mail-outs, you know, look at what dad's fixing to do, make sure you send more money to support this cause. All those violate so many standards and ethics that, quite frankly, that's how they need to be held accountable.
What do you think about AG Matt Gaetz possibly digging into
that fight? I think Matt's going to get confirmed, and I'll tell you my discussion.
Hold on. You think he's going to get confirmed? Oh,
I do.
Okay.
Here's why. You have more than enough opposition to stop that. But you've also gotten the message from Trump. You can't stop it. There are provisions that allow for recess appointments. We're not going to give a recess. There is provisions that allow me to call for a recess that you have no control over. There are also special appointments which allow him to serve for almost a year, and I can do it more than once. So you're going to get him whether you want him or not for a particular period of time. The question is going to be this. If you're that obstinate, what are you hiding? Because he is coming in. So he'll put you at the top of the list to make sure he investigates what it is you're hiding. I wouldn't play those games if I were you.
So that's how the arms are being twisted behind the scenes, in your view, huh?
That is correct. That is correct.
Interesting. Well, I hope you're right. I think that, and like I've told people on the air here before, Michael. I have an irrational dislike of Matt Gaetz, or I shouldn't say dislike, but he just reminds me of a bad character in a Hollywood movie, playing the part of a corrupt evangelical preacher or something like that, like a Brother Bill.
I understand.
Yeah, he just has that look, and I know it's irrational. Yeah. I just look at him. But on the other hand, I'm looking at him as a very useful tool in the second Trump administration, because Wrecking Ball just comes to mind. I mean, that's like, normally you wouldn't want a wrecking ball in the AG. In this particular case, you want one, right?
We have to have it because we have to drain the swamp. See, that's the mistake we made the first time around, was we listened to the establishment. They put people in that said, oh, yes, we're going to help you clean this up. And that's all they did. They spoke a few words. They never did a thing.
No, we had people coming in that were collegial, right? Collegial.
Correct.
And that wasn't working out. So we have to have a bit of a monster to go into killing the swamp monsters themselves. Okay, there we go. Hey, I really appreciate you coming on, Michael. We'll put all your information up about the Invest USA, national grassroots nonprofit organization helping hundreds of communities for bulletproof vests. And by the way, do local communities, do they just apply for you, with you, to get those grants for these vests? How does that work?
It's all they have to do is just simply go on our website, say we need help, and we'll respond.
All right, very good. Michael, always good talking with you. You be well and take care. Thanks again.
Thank you, Bill. God bless you and God bless America.
God bless America. We could use that blessing for sure. 652, this is KMED and 99.3 KBXG on the Bill Meyer Show.
We're here with Susan, who had her well drilled by Clouser Drilling. Susan, what made you choose Clouser?
I checked around town, asked friends of mine who they had used, and Clouser came up every time. A number one, from realtors to actual residences.
And what stood out to you?
Everything, frankly. From when they first arrived, locating the water, walking the property, the site selection. They were very methodical, very careful. I was impressed with their entire approach.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
American Rancher Garage, United in service.
American Rancher Garage services most vehicles and offers state-of-the-art amenities, affordable pricing, and prompt service you can trust. If you're looking for a reliable, full-service automotive repair shop that provides old-fashioned service to keep you and your busy life moving, you've found it right here, just across the street from Elmer's on Biddle. Call, stop by, or text us through our website at AmericanRancher.com. 541-499-6673. American Rancher Garage, we are united through service.
Have your taxes gotten off track? Just call Zach, CPA at First Response Resolution. Visit FirstResponseIRS.com today to see what Zach can do for you. First Response Resolution in Eagle Point is your first response to the IRS, defending your rights as a taxpayer.
Looking for durable and custom-fit metal roofing? Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. specializes in metal roofing. With two portable snap-lock machines, they pull right up to your door, allowing them to custom-cut every panel for a perfect fit. With over 18 years of experience, they serve Jackson, Josephine, and Curry counties, offering reliable roofing solutions tailored to your needs. Licensed, bonded, and insured for your peace of mind. Visit StephenWestfallRoofingInc.com today for your free estimate. CCB number 250730.
This is News Talk 106.3 KMED, and you're waking up with the Bill Meyer Show.
And if you're waking up, you can find your phone on Conspiracy Theory Thursday and check in 770-5633. We have some incredible breaking news this morning. The missing wiener dog that was wandering around the Medford Airport has been found. His name was Archie. They found him. Okay, long-haired dachshund that got free of his flight nanny Tuesday, and they ended up finding him at the airport. So Archie is back. They were doing a big Facebook post about that. That's something I do love about Southern Oregon, because covering news in Southern Oregon, except for the standard, okay, yeah, we got the weather and the road closures and things like that, it's not exactly like we have lots of bloodthirsty cartel activity most of the time. And then there are the raids on the dope grows, of course. But, a lot of times it's like, Archie could make the front news, the front page on a newspaper, that kind of thing. It's not like Chicago. It's not like Portland. How you doing, Terry? It's Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Bill. What's on your mind today, huh?
Yeah, good morning. Well, the vest thing sort of annoys me. I can play a devil's advocate, sort of. And, I'm all for law enforcement. Love them. I wish they had everything they needed.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, get the city council or the county commissioners or the police chief to raise this awareness that they don't have the stuff they need. But you know what? I don't think we should have to pay on top of, you know, and I know it's people are just giving money for this. I know it's a charity, but
yeah, it's a charity.
It's annoying to me that they rely on us to do even more for their vests and stuff like that. It annoys me. It just rubs me the wrong way for some reason. And listen, you know, I own my own business. If I need something then and I don't have it, I'm going to go pay for it. Can't some of these officers, if they really want their job and you know, it's the most cherished thing they need is a vest, you know, I would go pay for it myself if I had to.
Yeah. That's an interesting point. I've kind of wondered about that, too. And yet we have all sorts of charities that have kind of set up to fill in the cracks in the sidewalk, so to speak. And I don't know, you know, and maybe it's because in Oregon we're paying higher taxes than many other places. So we've given at the office. I have a feeling that Invest is probably more about those areas, such as, let's say, Grant County out in eastern Oregon. You know what I'm getting at? Where you have these huge areas, very thin sure. tax base, and not a lot of ability to raise a lot of money.
Well, I missed it. How much does a vest cost, did he say? Did he actually say?
Oh, yeah. He said he gets them wholesale, these ballistic ones, for like $700 was the number that he talked about.
Okay. So like I said, if I'm missing a tool from my toolbox that I need, you know what? You think somebody could afford, though, and like I said, I love law enforcement, but you think that they would, you know, buy the vest if they need it.
Yeah, you would think so.
I mean, $700 is not that much, really.
Mm-hmm. If you have... Maybe you're right, though, but if you were going to do that for every officer in Medford, let's say, if you had one of those kind of... You know, it's $70,000. It's not an insignificant amount of money. You had to do it for that.
Oh, no, it's not, but I mean... I just don't understand, you know, like I say, I just don't know why the officers don't buy it themselves then. I mean, don't expect every, I get it. I know they work and they expect it, but I'm sorry. It just rubs me the wrong way.
Okay.
Thanks,
hey,
Bill.
Terry, it's all right. It's what's here. Free speech. 770-5633. Let me go to Matt. Hey, Matt, how are you doing this morning? Welcome.
I'm good. So, yesterday I'm doing some stock research. I come across a company, called Cadiz or Cadiz. It's the name of the company, CADIZ. You guys have this huge underwater pool that in the Mojave Desert that's tapping into. So things like
Hey Matt, are you on speakerphone or are you on direct? Do you know?
I'm on speaker.
Why don't you put it on direct? Let's see. I'm just trying to figure out what's the best way to talk to you there. I'm ready. I'm ready to go out there and buy you a new phone myself.
Is that any better?
I guess it's better of the bad, I guess, but it's better between two bads. But so in other words, there's this company that has this pool out in the Mojave Desert. You were saying, is this like a mineral play, that kind of thing?
Nope. This is water.
Water.
Straight up water. Okay. So they've owned the assets for some time, and they've been tapping into it. Here's the reason I called. So I saw the stock. I start checking news stories, and from the 12th of this month, Cadiz to purchase 180 miles of new pipeline assets from the terminated Keystone XL pipeline.
Really?
Yes. Then I look over to this just happened to come up on a news feed, but it's a Yahoo news story. The headline says the Trump team's plan to resuscitate a dead oil project, which is the Keystone Pipeline. So the company that actually owns the assets, the pipe and everything, apparently don't have a big interest in trying to start this up again because it's
are they selling it all off, pennies on the dollar? You want somebody else to take it over now?
I don't think they're getting pennies on the dollar. I think they're actually getting a good fair price for it because it's expensive to make pipe.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we're talking 180 miles. This water company also purchased a little while back, let's see here, in 2021 from El Paso Natural Gas. So they're buying up the pipe and using it for water. But I just thought it was interesting. On one day, while I happened to come across this particular stock, I noticed that they're, you know, they're this company is buying 180 miles of Keystone Pipeline. And then another story hits saying Trump plans to revitalize the Keystone Pipeline.
So the chess pieces are starting to move on the financial board behind the scenes in, you know, getting ready, Ben, for change in policy, yeah. Right?
Yeah, and also it looks like from the Yahoo News article that the company doesn't have an interest. I guess they pulled some of the pipe out of the ground.
Yeah.
And they said for them to go put it back in the ground, they'd have to go through the environmental battle again.
Oh, no, you don't want to do that.
So I don't think the Keystone gets built. Plus, I guess our production levels have been increased on private land to a point where it doesn't really benefit the market to be pumping this oil. And Canada's already built pipelines to pump it out to their west coast.
Okay.
So I just thought it was interesting that one story hits on the 12th, and then this one yesterday shows up. And
well, of course, you know, if you're an investor, you're paid to notice, essentially, right? That's what you keep talking about, all right? The other thing I wanted to ask you about, because I noticed this story from Mike Shedlock about Nikkei Asia. What is your take on this, that China is tightening export curbs on critical metals ahead of Trump's return, and they want to kind of really lower the amount of dual-use technology in the next couple of weeks coming to the United States? Raw materials like tungsten, graphite, magnesium, and aluminum alloys. And now, Michael was just saying a little while ago, Michael Shaw said he doesn't think that we import a lot of this stuff. Well, if China's slapping export restrictions on it, we apparently import more than I thought. What do you think? Or is this another example of war coming?
Yes,
okay.
That's what I think. I have no basis for that. That's just what I think. But it's the same thing with, Trump wants to kill the Nippon Steel buying U.S. steel.
That's right.
I'm not sure how that all gets worked out. And Nippon Steel actually just extended an olive branch, I think it was the end of last week, saying that they promised not to get rid of jobs and doing some other things to try to sweeten the pot.
But Nippon Steel, though, that would actually be, I mean, yeah, I know it's Japanese, but Japanese very friendly ally of us, wouldn't you say, ultimately?
They are, and they have to be. Their current prime minister is friendly. The previous prime minister was more friendly, but he was assassinated. So this stuff gets really complicated when you look at it. It's like when you brought up gold and you were saying that China's buying up gold and India's buying up gold. I can't say that they aren't, but I don't think anybody understands to what degree they might be buying this, because I do know, you know, China's buying assets all over Africa. And there's a ton of gold there. They're buying assets in South America, ton of gold and metals in South America.
Yeah, but what we do know, though, is that central banks have held off on buying more gold right now. They're taking a pause in that. And that's why I think gold has retreated a little bit, because I think everyone's playing the waiting game right now to see what happens with President Trump, how he's going to behave in office.
Yeah.
I'm talking about when it comes to the Fed, interest rates, the budgeting especially. Can they actually get control of the budget with, the Doge department, you know, that kind of thing?
Well, the thing that's got me most curious about Doge is that I want, because, look, we've all been hearing this for decades and decades, that the computer systems at the federal level are garbage and outdated.
Uh-huh.
And some of them, even to the degree of software updates and stuff, it's pathetic that you're putting patches on. It's like owning an old car. Once people let the paint go, they stop taking care of the mechanical.
Yeah.
That's why I tell people, you know, keep your car clean when you want to spend the money for service. So if they can somehow turn AI, and I don't know if that makes us vulnerable for hacking, by the way, that's a concern I have. But if they can somehow turn AI loose in the government and have these, you know, whatever they call them, creep through the system and begin to pull out things like there's a tremendous, we've all talked about it, a fraud in our safety net programs where you have people, I mean, look, I've known people who were collecting Social Security on disability who were in their 40s and they're out playing football, they're out playing basketball, they're
yeah, yeah, they're fraudulent. They're really in essence, welfare frauds on the Social Security disability system. We all know about that, and that could be attacked. I think that could be attacked in many ways. We're not talking about somebody who was diagnosed with a devastating disease, degenerative disease in their 20s, let's say, and has been on there. We're talking about someone who really can't work. You know,
most of the people who I've met that are on it know damn well they shouldn't be on it. Mm-hmm. And I tell them, I go, you know how incredibly dishonest that is, what you're doing, that we have seniors who need this money and live off it, and you're perfectly fine to go get a job? They got hurt for a little bit. They've been able to get on a job for 15 years, and yet they're still taking the money.
Well, hey, you know, it's get my benefits. Don't touch my benefits, okay? Hey, Matt, got a roll, but, hey, appreciate the take on it. I want to talk with you more about that pipeline thing sometime. That sounds interesting. Like I said, the chess pieces are moving. As we see, all right? This is KMED, KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KBXG, Grants Pass. Andrew Thornbrook, who's national security correspondent with a focus on defense and military affairs with the Epoch Times. We're going to be talking about the latest developments in Russia, Ukraine, the change in Russia's nuclear doctrine. I mean, nothing to worry about here, but yeah, we'll talk coming up. Podcast.